In the preparation, we will read a few excerpts from the sources, and in between, we will think, and we will have several nigunim. The first excerpt is from Rabash: what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? When a person comes to learn Torah, there should be a purpose before his eyes, namely, the reason he is going to study. Clearly, it is in order to benefit from the study of Torah, for without a benefit, it is impossible to work. Hence, he must know that the purpose, meaning the benefit he needs to acquire from the Torah, is the light in it, which reforms him. When a person comes to learn Torah, there should be a purpose before his eyes, namely the reason he is going to study. Clearly, it is in order to benefit from the study of Torah, for without a benefit, it is impossible to work. Hence, he must know that the purpose, meaning the benefit he needs to acquire from the Torah, is the light in it, which reforms him.
La 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 la
From Rabash, Article 18, what is preparation for the reception of the Torah? We must remember the known rule that there's no light without a kli. That is, there cannot be a filling without a lack. It is impossible to enjoy something without yearning for it. And yearning for something is called preparation, meaning a need. A need for something determines the yearning, and the level of the pleasure corresponds to the level of the yearning. We must remember the known rule that there is no light without a vessel. That is, that there cannot be filling without a lack. It is impossible to enjoy something without yearning for it. And yearning for something is called preparation, meaning a need. The need for something determines the yearning, and the level of the pleasure corresponds to the level of the yearning.
Hafetz Chaim Oev Yamim Oev Yamim Liyoto
From Rabash, what are Torah and work in the way of the Creator? A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results. Meaning so that learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him. We will now read the guidance and enter the lesson with it. Each friend prepares in his heart a work plan for the coming lesson. How does he make the maximum effort to help the connection in the ten during this lesson in order to bring contentment to the Creator? Again, we remind you that we do not use cell phones during the lesson. We will be reading excerpts from the sources in the beginning of the lesson and then the introduction from the book of Zohar. We will read the guideline again and enter the lesson silently with it. Each friend prepares in his heart a work plan for the coming lesson. How does he make the maximum effort to help the connection in the 10 during this lesson in order to bring contentment to the Creator?